In his diary entry dated February 22, 1756, President John Adams wrote, "Suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member that should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member would be obliged in conscience to temperance, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men, and to piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God. What a utopia, what a paradise would this region be." Can you imagine the churches and government actually practicing what they preach across America? What a utopia America could be. Now, for those that did not know, it is the purpose of preachers to preach out against sin, and it is for the government to restrain men from sin. Now, after preaching at a local event a short while back, a man that was speaking at the pulpit after me asked 300 listeners, "Can you imagine Bradley Dean speaking at churches across America?" Well, I can, because I do. As a matter of fact, I've spoken at churches across America thousands of times. The first thing that went through my mind when this man said this was, why would someone say something like this if the body of Christ's end aim is to be allied and unified in Christ, regardless of the giftings of the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, or even the pastor? Now, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. It also tells us in Ephesians 4:12 to answer the question, why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. After all, friends, when I preach, it's not like I'm giving my opinion. I'm giving you and my listeners what is written in the Word of God. Maybe these spiritual overseers, as they like to call themselves, should do a little homework into church history concerning those that have gone before us in the faith, which we as Christians are to follow considering the end of their conversation. One might consider that such men as the Son of God, Jesus Christ, remember, Jesus was delivered up by his own nation and the chief priests, the apostles, the Apostle Paul, Martin Luther, the great reformer, John Wesley, the great field preacher, along with George Whitefield, Salvation Army's founders, William and Catherine Booth, John Knox, and others that were all ostracized from the church in their times, only to be pushed out to the masses and to the fields, the city streets, the schools, prisons, and also and even to testify before kings. In John 16:12, it tells us, "They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God a service." People that call themselves Christians should think before they talk. Then again, I suppose that when you say things like that men want to hear rather than what they ought to hear, I would probably be warmly welcomed back into the good old boys club, only to receive the approbation and approval of men rather than that of the praise of God. Faithful preachers of the Word of God, friends, remember, are hated for preaching out against sin. As a matter of fact, John 7:7 comes to my aid when Jesus was speaking to his brothers that didn't believe. He said, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil." Now, friends, imagine with me, if you would, not only preaching to effeminate and biblically illiterate hirelings across the country, which are the greatest advocates to the abortion industry, the sodomite agenda, and aiding and abetting illegals that mean to destroy and conquer America, but also preaching to the corrupt, the said representatives in American government, whom are responsible today for the furtherance of the forging of the chains of their subjects, namely you, the American people. This is what it might look like. In 2 Kings 22:10 through 13, we read, "And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book, and Shaphan read it before the king, King Josiah. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes, and the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahiakim the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah a servant of the king's, saying, Go ye, inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is... Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss
and I just
to the sinner
to share this
rather than
and
a
gain.
For it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion.
And I
say
to
that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil. It reveals the seat of malady and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. In Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. It's going to be just us today, friends. If you want to call in at any time, please do. The number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. Now, it's Good Friday today, and I just wanted to show you what we do over here in the ministry, just lest there's some out there that have, well, maybe just tuned in for the very first time and they're not used to people actually doing or practicing what they preach. And one of the things that we've always done is just that. If you want to know who we are, go ahead and look at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. But what I want to do is I want to show you the more we're being suppressed over here, throttled by, you know, big tech companies and the such, the more we're just going to take it at them 10 more times. And if it's not radio, it's billboards. If it's not billboards, it's going to be newspapers. And we're just not going to sit down and take what's going on here in this country, folks, concerning the illegalities in the halls of our said representatives who are warring against us. Not putting up with it, friends. Not today, in Jesus' name. Now, one of the things that I did is I noticed that across the boards here in Minnesota, especially in a county with 101 churches, I started noticing Easter extravaganzas. I started noticing bunny signs on church properties. And I noticed egg hunts and come join us this week for Good Friday. And on Sunday, we'll have an egg hunt and we'll throw the bunnies out there. And so what I did is I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that those that are partaking in this heresy are nothing short of a bunch of hirelings like I do here on the radio. And I also let the people know that if this is what you're going to see, you better understand that it's not found in Scripture whatsoever. What does bunnies and eggs have to do with what they call Easter? Matter of fact, if you use the word Easter, you might want to ask the question, what does that have to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ? So this is what I want to do. I want to propose this to those that are out there. Easter, bunnies, and eggs. Where is that found within the Scriptures? This is what I wrote to the people of the county. This is what I wrote to the people in the state of Minnesota. In Matthew 20, 8, verse 5 through 6, what does it say? It says, "And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay him." Now, some want to say, well, Bradley, what is Good Friday? Well, Good Friday, which is today, commemorates the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ, marking the pinnacle of his sacrifice for humanity's salvation, okay? And it also brings us over to the veil that was torn, and the tearing of the temple veil during the crucifixion from top to bottom at the moment of Jesus' crucifixion, it signified the divine removal of the barrier between God and humanity. See, this, folks, people need to understand that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was not a defeat, not in any sense of the word. It was the victory. Scripture tells us, folks, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. See, because that's what brings about the power of God unto salvation, liberation from sin, and the power of the resurrected one. Just so you all know the back end story about what Good Friday is all about. Now, for those that are being led about, going back to this ad that I wrote, about by the hirelings found within the pulpits across the county, that's what I wrote, to believe that Easter is about bunnies and eggs, I would simply ask you this one question. Where is this found within the scriptures? And I want to answer the question with, it is not. As a matter of fact, the feast day of what they call Easter was originally a pagan celebration of renewal and rebirth. Celebrated in early spring, it honored the pagan Saxon goddess Easter, or Ashtar, E-A-S-T-R-E. Now, keep in mind that a pagan is a heathen or idolater, who worships false gods. So when the early missionaries converted the Saxons to Christianity, the holiday, since it fell around the same time as the traditional memorial of Christ's resurrection from the dead, it was merged with the pagan celebration and became known as what they call Easter. And the meaning of Easter was also changed to reflect its new paganized and distorted Christian orientation. Now, that being the case, why are said Christians still celebrating Easter with a pagan twist? Again, what does the Easter bunny and eggs have to do with Christ's suffering, death, and or resurrection? Friends, here it is. It's time to quit following the misleading heresies of those who should know better and do your own due diligence when it comes to the truth of this matter. That means you're going to have to read your Bible. Because this is a distraction and mockery of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, period. Now, I know that there's those out there that would say, well, let the children have their fun. Really? Well, I would say to you that you are omitting the very heart of the gospel, and you're omitting the very heart of the gospel from their little hearts and minds, and are adding confusion to the children who otherwise would not be confused. So let me clarify. The meaning of what they call Easter is the day of resurrection. It is Jesus Christ's victory over death. His resurrection symbolizes and confirms the eternal life that is given to all who believe, it is a verb, in him. And the meaning, read Romans 6. The meaning of Easter also symbolizes the complete verification of all that Jesus preached and taught. And if he had not risen from the dead, he would have not, well, he would have been, as a matter of fact, just another teacher or prophet. However, his resurrection gave the final and irrefutable proof that he really was the Son of God. Now, that's called finding your faith, not in the wisdom of men, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Now, folks, we're going to take a hard break, but I do want to reiterate this point. Remember, the church does not determine what the Bible teaches. This is like saying politicians do not determine what the Constitution teaches. Going back to the church, the Bible determines what the church must teach, and the Constitution determines what politicians or said representatives must uphold. Don't ever forget that. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. At any time, stick to the topic. We're going to be talking about nothing but the circus of heresies. You're seeing a whole bunch of this today. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center, and we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. I think we're all seeing what's going on here, friends, and I just want to clarify so you all understand that all of that which is going on around Donald Trump, these are hand-picked scoundrels, and they've been put up to do the very things that they're doing. Now, when I continuously, and I do this all the time, and I catch it, and I know it's the Holy Ghost leading us, Romans 8:14. And I constantly make referral to 1 Kings 13:33. And some people will say, what does that have to do with anything? Well, if you're paying attention, it's as clear as the nose on your face as to what's going on, not just around this administration, but what's been going on around each administration since the Billy Grahams have been on the scene. Now, folks, I want to make clear that you all understand Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, they are not the standard. They are the gatekeepers. These are the ones to prop up the political pawns that have been given us as options to keep the country going. And I think you're all beginning to track with me right now as to what is, in fact, going on here. So if you want to know anything about a Franklin Graham or a Paula White or a Jeffries, they're all appointed. They're scoundrels, friends, and you better know that they are all extorted as much as the politicians are. And they have been put up for the very purpose of what? Lowering the standard of morale. What they do is they take the scoundrels, they put them up, and they want you to believe that somehow or another, in this particular case, that they are spiritual leaders. No, they are not. They are not spiritual leaders in any sense of the word. As I said earlier, Acts 17:31, Jesus Christ is the standard, okay? Not this nonsense as to what you see going on here. I mean, you have a bunch of individuals appointed around Donald Trump that do nothing, that call themselves the faith or the evangelical board, that do nothing but praise him. Hey, here's another case in point for you, is the fact that people want to know, what is a false prophet? That's all you have to do is look what Donald Trump has around him. See, prophets are sent by God not only to reprove, to correct, to slay sin, Hosea 6:5, also go over to 2 Timothy 3:16, but they're also appointed to stand next to the king as a guide to the king, as a mouthpiece from the Lord to these men to keep things the way that they're supposed to go according to the will of God, not the will of men. What you have now, the false prophets, what do? They prop up the likes of those that want you to believe that they're a king, and they're not a king, because this is not a monarchical system of government. This is, in fact, folks, all a pretended authority, and it's a circus of heresy that's on display for the American people on a 24/7 to partake with. You get to view it just like I do. But folks, this is all purposed and on par with exactly what they want to do with the American church. They want you to believe that these are the representatives of the church. No, they are not. That is the representative of fallen, reprobate man, what you see today, not Jesus Christ. Because again, the Church of Jesus Christ outdoes what you see concerning the establishment in the four walls of the building. And I want to tell you who represents that establishment. Nobody does more so than Franklin Graham. He's repulsive. He is a reprobate. I don't care how they try to sell him. Every single administration, he's right there to tell you to stand behind the crimes of the current administration. It's his job, if it was truly appointed by God, to actually confront them for their sins, not to praise them and to christen them in it, if you will. But that's what they're doing. Now, let me give you a scripture reference here. It says in 1 Kings 13:33, after this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, applied to today. Jeroboam was a corrupt king. And by the way, also remember in 1 Samuel 8, the Lord didn't want the people to have a king because that was the custom of the heathen. Okay? But they wanted a king, so the Lord gave them a king. Now, on top of that, what happens, instead of the people holding the king accountable to Deuteronomy 17 and what the king is supposed to do and how he's supposed to act and how he's supposed to define his duties within his office, what do we see? We see just the exact opposite being played out today. Again, we have Jeroboam, a corrupt king, who did not repent of his evil ways before the Lord. So because he didn't repent before the Lord, what does he do? He goes around and he finds the baser sort, okay? The reprobates, the fallen, okay? Worse than him to make him look good, okay? That's what you're seeing here. But again, listen to this. It says, he made again of the lowest of the people, the priests, and he put them in high places. And whosoever he would, in other words, the scoundrels that he could muster up, he consecrated them unto himself, and he put them in high places. So when you see Hollywood, you call them movie stars, I call them the fallen stars. Folks, if you look at Hollywood for what it is, they are responsible for the immorality, not just in the United States of America, but on a worldwide basis. They have been put up because they sold their souls and they worship the evil one. And it's exactly what they're promoting today. You see it in the music industry, you see it in politics, and it started first and foremost within the body of what they call Christ today. And it again is not the body of Christ, it is not the church. What you see in America today is man's version of Christianity without the Holy Ghost. And remember, the Holy Ghost is not going to bear witness to their compromises in any sense of the word. He's going to condemn them, he's going to expose them. Look at the third commandment found in Deuteronomy 5 and also Exodus 20 when you get a moment, please. Now, when we look at 2 Timothy 4:3, before I start playing these videos, I want you to take heed to what it says in Scripture. For the time will come when they will not, the people, will not endure sound. The word sound means without error, doctrine. but having itching ears, they shall heap to themselves teachers in accordance with their own lusts. Yep. Who do they have their eyes on? Their favorite politicians. And because he became what it is that they wanted him to become, because they were just like him, he delivers up what? A false version of Christianity. I want people to understand something. These said individuals that you have around you, not only in politics, but first and foremost in the church, these popular preachers, as they call them, you do need to understand they're all driving the same narrative. They're all supporting Zionism, which goes back to the fact that they're paid influencers. That's why you know who they are today. And it's not just in the church, but that's first and foremost. TPUSA, folks, is exploding because the people worldwide have now caught wind as to what and who is responsible for funding TPUSA. It all goes back to what did Charlie say, folks? To the Jewish billionaires, right? Many of them aren't even Jewish. Read Revelation 3:9, not going down that road right now. But what does it become, friends? It becomes a worship service of Donald Trump. Now, I told you about a week ago when I was going to highlight Franklin Graham. It's interesting because I've had friends that are no longer here and some that are, that were a part of the evangelical board with Donald Trump. And I've also been told, friends, that the said, those that had been handpicked, they knew that they weren't going to confront them of their sin. They were looking for a watered down version of what they call the gospel, which has brought the curse that it's brought upon us in this country. Read Galatians 1:8. And they were appointed because of just that. And what we know through firsthand information, friends, as these people have been handpicked to do nothing but praise Donald Trump. Do you realize that these people have been put up as a curse to those that listen to them? Do you understand that they have been put up because it's what the people want? Now, if you go to Acts 12:22, and I just want to show you the end of all of this, because folks, they can play, they can go about with their pomp and think they're better than everybody else because they're standing next to the corrupt scoundrel that does what he does, and he's allowed to do it because he has a bunch of worshipers doing it. I want to show you his end, and I want to show you your end, because I make reference to it continuously in Acts 12:22. What does Acts 12:22 say? Does this sound familiar, listeners of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? Does this sound familiar, my friends that watch the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? And the people gave a shout saying, "It is the voice of a God and not a man." Now, I've highlighted the fact that, friends, they've already written books. They've compared Donald Trump to the Son of Man. They've compared him to Cyrus. This is all heresy. This is all nonsense. Folks, they have put him up. They've made a golden statue of him. Oh, the list goes on. The books that have been written in Trump We Trust by the said conservatives of the day. That's the prime example of understanding concerning when you put these individuals up, they will bring a curse to the nation. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Jeremiah 17:5, cursed are those that trust in the arm of the flesh, but blessed are those that trust in the Lord? There's a big difference, isn't there? Oh, absolutely. What was the outcome of Mr. Herod, who wanted to go ahead and accept all that praise that belonged to the Lord? I'll come right back and give it to you in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I got some video and audio to play for you here.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
You know, it's interesting, and I see those calls up there. Just hang out with me. I'll get you in a moment. I got to get this out first. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. It's interesting. If you look at all the individuals around the current administration, you all do understand that every single one of them, not only are they extorted, and I want to tell you how they're extorted. How many of them have been divorced, married and divorced over and over and over again? Now we're finding out from Christy Noem, who I've been trying to warn you about for a long time, from people, Jordan Mason, namely, in South Dakota, who knows firsthand exactly what he's talking about with signatures, handwritten signatures from Christy Noem and the crime she committed against the people of South Dakota. They didn't listen to Bradley. They didn't listen to Jordan, and now all of a sudden she's put up in a position to do what? As a little face, they wanted to put her as the little Barbie so everybody would just go right along with it and corral into their new dictates, namely through the airports. And what do they find out? Well, she's in an affair, an adulterated relationship, just like I told you she was, and then only to find out later on, because people didn't want to listen to what we were trying to tell them, what do we find out? Now her husband's being exposed for a man dressing as a woman. He's a cross-dresser. What does Deuteronomy 22 verse 5 have to say about that? Do you think that these people aren't handpicked on purpose? Look at Lindsey Graham. Just yesterday found out, and folks, if you need... if you have a lack of discernment and you didn't catch this, I want to ask you how reprobate you are. Seriously. to see through Lindsey Graham. The guy was just caught at Disney World with a little fairy wand walking around aimlessly. Folks, we understand what's going on in Zionist Rothschild's Israel, man-made Israel. All of them men are pedophiles, and we all know this. Otherwise, they wouldn't be controlled and dictated in such a fashion that they are today. So it should come as no surprise concerning what we're highlighting right here, right now. And folks, you better be concerned about what's going on, because you have foreigners influencing and dictating your said extorted politicians. But let me stick to the plan here. I want people to understand the worshipers of Donald Trump in this country, the very people that have been saying MAGA for 6 years now, keep talking like a bunch of QAnon nonsensers, being laughed at by the administration, by their own backs. You know, Donald's going to do this. And I just had a conversation with the said representative yesterday. Same nonsense. She has no business being in office, making reference to Trump. I said, Trump is not the law. You should be making reference to the law, not to Donald Trump. Because if you made reference to the law, you'd be condemning Donald Trump. But the point that I'm trying to make here, friends, is all that you see in this current administration, you can thank all of those that have rallied behind Donald Trump blindly and have kept propping him up regardless of the fruit, the wicked fruit, and the devilish fruit that he has brought forth. That is the that is the responsible party, okay? And that is a fact. But I want to go back to this because they are the worshipers. They are the idolaters, and that's what it is, okay? They put up Donald Trump in the face of Jesus Christ. And as I said to you yesterday, they said, you know, Jesus Christ is my king. Donald Trump is my president. And this is my country. And I said to you, friends, if that was true and they took the time to know the word, Donald Trump wouldn't be the president. He'd be in jail. And the fact of the matter is, if they don't get it right, they're not going to have a country. This is called biblical illiteracy, and it's the first prerequisite found in John 7:17. But again, let me make the point, and I'm going to take these phone calls. Here we have in Acts 12:22, and I make reference to this quite a bit concerning the idolaters of the scoundrel Donald Trump, okay? He's called being put up to lower the standard of morale, and it's exactly what's going on, right? But you go to Acts 12:22, what does it say? It says, on a set day, Herod, the king, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. Does that sound familiar, friends? Oh, he can do no wrong, right? Same spirit, same voice, same idolatry, okay? What does it say right after that? It says in verse 23, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. This is the end of what you're going to see concerning this current administration. If you go over to the book, I have a book in my hand right now. It's called Josephus, and he was an eyewitness to all of the stuff that we're talking about in Scripture right now. And he gives a similar account concerning Acts 12:22. But the reason nations go the direction that they go is because the people get caught up into idolatry. And that's where we're at today. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Chris from New York. Chris, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for hanging on. What say you, my friend?
Hey, what's up, my brothers?
You're muffled.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Let me get off speaker. So this is Chris Mayorga from Chris Israel from Facebook.
Oh, okay, cool.
What's up, bro? So, you know, the abomination of desolation off in the far-off land isn't really the far-off land of Israel. It's within ourselves, the abomination of desolation, Daniel 12. And, you know, we're right here in this time right now with everything that's going on and the deceiving of Trump. And, wow, I got a wicked echo. But, with this deceiving, you know, there were 200 angels, and a third of them fell to the earth with them back in the day. And, you know, this world is still stained by that, those spirits of these demonic people that are in our politics, in politicians, you know, Hollywood, the music scene, and it's all a mockery. You can take a mirror, right? And if anybody watches TV, you can take a mirror and look at a mirror in front of you with the TV behind you, and you can see the subliminal message that's going on in the world, you know. But we're not to be of the world. We got to stay in this word, you know, 24 hours a day. And, you know, that's what's going to...
I'm with you, guy. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And staying in this word is going to keep all this stuff away. You know what I mean? And, you know, this is, and right now is the most important time, because who rose on the third day? It was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is no other name other than Jesus Christ, our King.
Amen.
Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
Amen.
Philippians 2:4-14, or just a whole chapter. You know, Jesus is a name that was God exalted his name.
Highly exalted above all names. Amen. Amen.
Yep.
Yep.
And, you know, we still have dominion over this land.
Amen.
Not these other spirits.
Amen.
You know?
That's right.
God, and in Genesis 1:28, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the birds, and of the air, and over every living thing that moves on this earth. So they know they have no power over us.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
They fear and tremble.
Yep. They're just making a mockery of this. And anything that's spiritual does manifest in the flesh, which he is creating, you know what I mean, with his tongue, you know? And Deuteronomy 28:31.
Let me ask you something, Chris.
Power in the tongue,
I got three calls up here real quick, guy. Where are you at in New York? I'm curious.
Down by Rochester.
Okay, well, when are we going to be doing an event, guy?
When are you?
Yeah, no, I said we. Let's do an event in your backyard. I would love to come to New York and start rocking and rolling the way it needs to be rocking and rolled, because I see too much of this nonsense going on in the American version, I should say man's version of Christianity, and we need to get out to the people. We need to reach out to the people, especially in areas like yours. And I would love nothing more, Chris, than to be a part of something out there. Would you do me a favor, when you get some time, Chris, go ahead and give me a call, and we'll talk for a couple minutes after the show. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend from Colorado, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Pat. What say you?
Hey, Bradley. We had a little talk a while back about Mike Lindell.
Right.
Yeah. And then a couple days later, you were like, people who were pointing fingers of scorn. I didn't look at our conversation as that, but it's neither here nor there. But the thing that I'm questioning about, and by the way, I do support your ministry.
Okay.
I've purchased your books. I've donated to you, so you know that.
Okay. Thank you.
This is coming from a place of caring about you. And the thing that I don't understand, because I agree with all the things that you say in terms of Trump, et cetera, but you are giving Mike Lindell and people like him a major pass. And I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, Pat, you
I
know,
really
it sounds...
And I'm not trying to be funny about it.
Well,
this is a very serious concern I have about the way you handle some of the people that you have on your show.
Oh, okay.
Because you rightly say that some of the people that listen to you don't partake. They don't do anything. They sit back. They listen to you.
If that's not Pat, if that's not you that I'm talking to, then it's not you that I'm talking to. If you're a doer of the word, you should be glad that I'm saying something, because there's too many people sitting on the sidelines telling the coach what he should be doing all the time. I live it. I've been living it for 30 years. So if you're a partaker of the... Okay.
But the day that we had that conversation, I was really the only person that called in.
No. I heard... I had a couple people say something about it, and as I conveyed... as nicely as I possibly could, is I'm not going to invite somebody into my house and beat them up on national radio. We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. We're going to get to know them a little bit.
Right, but we listen to you, and you kind of, quote, unquote, I'm saying this in a kind way, beat us all up to do something, to talk about what's going on in the administration, which I totally agree.
Hang on a pat. I'm going to pull you up on the other side of this. Just hold up with me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Guys, I want to get to these videos, audios. Got a couple more calls. I'm going to make it your show. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking about the circus of heresy, and I'm going to get to this in just a moment. I'm going to finish up with Pat here, and then I got Bob calling in as well. Okay, so Pat, let's just bring this to a closure. Go ahead and, you know, finish what your point is to me. And what we'll do is we'll do our best, like I said before, to get none other than Mike Lindell back up on the show. And we'll open up the lines and we'll let people go ahead and have shot, take shots at them. But I want to tell you first and foremost, at least from my perspective, I thought I handled Mike very well in the sense of not beating him up on invitation. But I did, if you heard me, I clearly asked him if he'd be willing to jump on again so we could ask some more serious questions. And that's just where I'm at. I even took time and went and met with Mike after the radio show a couple days later. And we're going to get him back up on the show. So we're going to, you know, basically have at it and have a free-for-all concerning the questions that we have for Mike. So I'll go ahead and let you get the last word in here, Pat.
Sure. Well, my concern is that we're putting up another fake person, because I always do my homework as well. I went on his website for governor. He just spoke at CPAC with that weird guy that's in charge of the Republican Party, very questionable as to what his background is.
Okay.
The white-haired guy.
I didn't see it, sorry.
Yeah, and so he was praising Donald Trump. And on his website, Mike Lindell, He has Donald Trump endorsing him, and he never stops talking about Donald Trump. Now, I know you called him a baby Christian, but I have to say, with all due respect, I don't know at what point a baby Christian understands pedophilia and all the filth that's going on in this administration.
So totally
I can't
agree.
Give somebody like that a pass.
Totally agree.
He's not a child.
Yep, totally agree. Yep.
And the other thing is, when he talks about, you know, I understand when you had this other gentleman on the other day regarding, you know, the ballot counting and all the fakeness there.
Yeah, yesterday.
But somebody was posting on your website who I agreed with. I said, like, 1957, this a gentleman. And he was saying, talk, talk, talk. But I understood what he was saying because who are we voting for? I mean, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. You always say it's one party. It is. So all of a sudden, it's only the Democrats that are doing the dirty and the Republicans are clean. I don't see it that way. I see it the way you saw it during the presidential election. Why vote for either one of these people?
I never said to vote for either side. I said that continuously. I've said it a million times. They're both worthless. It's a uniparty system. There's over 1,100.
I totally agree with
you. Yeah, that's exactly right. But and to suggest that I'm saying to put anybody up, I'd like to know where I even hinted at saying putting anybody up. I mean, here's the deal.
Well, I'm talking about Mike Lindell.
I know who you were talking about. I didn't promote him. I brought him up on the show. There's a lot of people that, listen, I have a whole list of people that I've invited to be a part of this show that do not have the backbone to jump onto the show because they know what they're saying is absolutely false. It's fabricated and contrived nonsense. That's why they don't jump up on the show. I'm not afraid of that. I invite that. But I'll tell you what, when we get
hope he actually comes back.
Oh, I can get him back. That's not a problem. That's not a problem.
But like I said, I wish it was somebody else running who actually had some character. Because anyone at this point still adoring this guy, talking about him, there's something very evil and wrong. And I have bad, evil vibes about Mike Lindell myself.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, okay, so let me ask you something. So you're in Colorado, is that correct, Pat?
Yep.
Okay, so I made a video of a pedophile named Jared Polis who just happens to be your governor right now.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad around
it,
here.
It is. 12 years ago, I pointed out the fact that that's what's going on in your state. But I got to say this. If you've ever taken the time to see what it is that we have done, that's where I put all of whatever the Lord has used me for, establishing righteousness and judgment within this country and reaching out and seeking and saving that which is lost. That's where I find my life is with the people. It's not in radio. Radio is my outlet to wake up the people concerning what it is that I'm experiencing when I'm out there. So I can't, and neither should a politician, and neither should your said pastors or your spiritual overseers be the end all. If the people in this country...
I agree.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to let you know, in case you didn't notice, I know you were upset that whatever TV show he was on, this guy went after him for like 18 minutes. I just forget the guy's name because I don't watch that
I think
stuff.
It was Bill Maher, yep.
No, somebody else.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes, yep.
Yeah, he was interviewed by somebody.
Yep, in L.A.,
night. Do you know that? Do you know that Mike Lindell wanted to go back on that show and he went on it again, joking and laughing about it and having a great time? I know he was promoting himself, but still, he went back on that show.
Yeah.
To me, that is bizarre. If somebody treats you so badly, supposedly, then why go back on that show for more, humiliation?
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's the name.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember.
You know, he went back again 2 years later?
Yeah. Well, you know, to each their own. If he's a glutton for punishment.
You do.
Yeah. Pat, I got to go. I'm going to get him back on the show. When we do, I want you to call in, and we will have a conversation with him. And anybody else that so chooses to weigh in, I totally appreciate it.
Like I said, I've purchased probably every book you've put out. I've donated to your ministry, and I listen to you pretty religiously, especially on Sunday.
Oh, cool.
And you should know that I was raised Catholic, and you've taught me more about the Bible, and I question a lot more
than the way I was raised. So you've really helped a lot. And I just, when certain things go this way, it does upset me, and I'm doing this out of my heart.
Okay. And I appreciate that, Pat. I'm not trying to backhand you. I'm just trying to let you know that I'm doing what we can do over here to the utmost as well. And I think what happens more than anything is people kind of pick apart what we are doing. And it's like, guys, you know what? I'm doing my part. I know that there's other parts of the body, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the pastor, whatever you are, you got to pick up that plow and you got to jump on it and start plowing your own row, because I cannot do everything. I'm doing what I can do, and by following Christ, hopefully we're an example to others to get up and do it, because I think more than anything, the end aim here is to show people that Christ is in on it, and we can get the job done, and we do have the victory in Jesus' name. Bob from Texas, it's all yours, my friend.
Hey, Bradley, thank you so very much, and thank you for the bunny churches. I think I want to go around and, and mark all the ones on a map that are bunnies.
Yes.
Yesterday I went to the George Whitfield and Ben Franklin movie, A Great Awakening, and man, I tell you, I started counting goosebumps 35 times. My eyes watered 24 times, and I had to dry them out 5 times. It was, it's really what America needs.
It was called the what? The Great Awakening?
It's A Great Awakening.
Okay.
.com.
And you're telling us it was something that's worthy of seeing. Who put it out? I'm curious, Bob.
Companies and people. I just focus on principles and Jesus.
Oh. Wow, it's talking about exploring the friendship between renowned preacher George Whitfield, which is a fact. Yes. Ben Franklin used to support Whitfield's ministry. And isn't it interesting how the revisionists have cast into the minds of the American people, namely the posterity of our forefathers, as to who Ben Franklin was, as well as the rest of our forefathers, as to who they were not?
I've got goosebumps all over now just listening to you talk about them. But anyway, Whitfield made a mobile pulpit that he strapped to his horse. And so right now I'm making one for my walker. And I'm going to go camp out in front of the movie and educate the people as they're going in and as they come out. So
got it. Well, you know what? You got me curious, Bob. You got me curious. Bob, I want to say this as well. You've been listening for some time now. We just finished up all of our dates. I'm not out there trying to find something to do, but I just kind of want to start putting it to our listeners. When are we going to be doing an event in Texas? Because we're open for the next 3 months.
Okay, but what I would like you to do is hook up with a gal named Kristen with an E-N-K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Plaisance. She's won the primary and is running for House District 3 outside of Houston.
Got about 10 seconds.
This lady knows the Constitution like nobody I've ever seen, and she is so humble that I would love her to hook up with you.
Okay,
Doc Chambers, who ran for governor.
Sounds good. Bob, thank you for holding on. Totally appreciate it. Guys, tomorrow I got 2 hours, 1 to 3. I'm going to be live. I'm going to hit this as to what we're talking about right now. Again, join us tomorrow, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to be live from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, click on. We're going to be live. I'm going to hit the Circus of Heresy tomorrow. Again, we'll talk to you then. Love you by what we do, folks. See ya.